Hi, welcome to the Sacred Word Audio Boo Podcast. This is Myra on this Monday, April 26, 2011. And I'd like to share with you my real experience with the risen living Christ. You know, for over 2,000 years, many witnesses have claimed to have had a real experience with the living risen Christ. Is it a fact? Or is it fiction? We make some startling claims that he rose from the dead, freeing us from the shackles of sin, death, and suffering. Is this reality or is this a fantasy? Did this Jesus of Nazareth really rise from the dead? You know, the Christian experience is primarily a matter of faith. But our faith has to be based on reason and reality. Christian experience reveals to us first an empty tomb, and there was no body ever found. And then it started being proclaimed that he had been risen, that he was alive, and he had been risen from the dead. Well, you know, Jesus had some very bitter enemies in Jerusalem. They probably could have stopped this immediately. How? By producing his body. If they would have found his body, it would have been the end of the story. But the body was never found. The tomb was empty and the body was gone. Who could have been the people interested in creating the story? The people involved during that time were the Romans. Well, the Romans were cruel and ruthless, and really their only interest was collecting taxes and keeping the peace. Then there was the Jews in power, whom Jesus disturbed. So really the last thing they wanted was the body to be missing. And then, of course, there were the disciples. Yeah, maybe they may have wanted to move the body to another site. But it really makes no sense that they would have made up this lie and then be willing to die for this hoax. And you see the disciples in the upper room totally devastated. The crucifixion of Jesus had destroyed all of their hope. And then a few weeks later, now they're out in the streets totally fearless, claiming that Jesus is risen. What changed? What could have transformed them? You know, C.S. Lewis said, "These men knew so well the fact of their master's death that only another fact could have convinced them that he was alive." The transformation of the disciples and the evidence of the Christian experience of over 2,000 years. That's what we have. People with conviction that Jesus is alive and risen in them from every race, every language, culture, and way of life. Of all the great causes that have ever moved the human heart is this truth. And throughout the centuries, it is the experience of the risen living Christ. It is an overwhelming, powerful, positive force in human history. I feel blessed to have had this transforming, powerful experience with this simple carpenter from Nazareth. I do not have a brilliant mind, but I have had a personal experience with the living Christ. You may think I have been conditioned or deceived because you have had no such experience. Yet, have we all not been exposed to this truth? Some choose faith, some don't. But you know, even the faithless have ended up being the greatest witnesses of the living risen Christ. I have had a personal, real transforming experience, and it was not because I went to Catholic school as a child. It was a personal, real encounter on March 12, 1987 that transformed my life. He stilled my physical senses and opened my spiritual eyes. I was able to palpate him, and I allowed him to enter my heart. I was not even looking for him. When he found me and called me into a personal relationship with him, my life has never been the same again. Amen.